Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it begins with Tausch looking for a salmon charter.
Yeah, I should have booked one earlier. This is on me. But again, we don't know baseball schedules. These tournaments come out, so we have a really nice schedule, and I really want to go out salmon fishing this weekend. So we've been calling around. We have a guy that we usually like to use, and he's
Marco
busy.
Siki?
So I'm looking if any of our audience has any availability. We are excited to try to get out to Lake Michigan sometime later on Saturday afternoon. So is it IPT for me to put that request out? I don't think so, but I feel like maybe it is, Jesse.
It's a little strange.
Okay, I thought it was strange. But yeah, but listen, I'm not looking for a freebie. We want to go out
but you'll take
enjoy
it.
A beautiful. No, I won't. I'm not going to take it. That's actually illegal. I want to get out there. It's great. It's a great time of the year for it. I don't know if they're spawning right now, but I think it's a hot time, and that's probably why most of the boats are booked up.
Wait, so I'm not a fisherman, as you well know. There's salmon in Lake Michigan?
Oh, my God.
I was thinking,
I'm not going to have this conversation.
Come on, Mike Rowe.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. You are Robert Herjavec on Shark Tank. Oh, I didn't know that was there. Oh, like sometimes I'm just dumbfounded. People ask sometimes, is Jason just playing? And I said, no, he's not. He's not playing. He doesn't know that there's no salmon in Lake Michigan. You really didn't know that, correct? You're not like that wasn't some shtick.
I'm not. I figure trout, perch, bass, bluegill. Trying to think of all the fish that I've caught in my illustrious
walleye.
Fishing career.
You're just thinking
walleye, right.
There you go.
All right. We don't have to demonstrate my lack of knowledge about fish in Lake Michigan. Jack's Charter Service, though, has a list of all the great fish that are in Lake Michigan that I'm going to read up on when we're in a commercial break. But I want to get to what Keyshawn Nixon said, because it really does tie into a little bit of the fun that we were having at Aaron Rodgers' expense. It is interesting to see now some of the insiders making sure that they point out that Aaron Rodgers has been at the offseason program all offseason long for the Jets, just not today. I don't know, man. The coach came out and flat out said it was an unexcused absence. He didn't cover for him. And to me, that's meaningful.
Yeah, and it would be super easy to cover for him. And that's the part that, again, yeah, you're 100% right, Jason. I think the fact that this was reported and that Robert Saleh kind of went out of his way to let you know, to use Jesse's word, that is very interesting. And you kind of wonder, you know how Aaron Rodgers is, how is that going to be received by him?
Mm-hmm.
It could be. I'm telling you, man, if the New York Jets start off slow, that thing is going to be no wonder they put all their games on early in the season, because I think the NFL, they see it and they realize this can be compelling one way or the other. It's just a matter of which way it's going to go. And I think the fact that the NFL did it the way they did lets you kind of get an inkling to which way they think it might be going.
They're already a mess, and it's day one of minicamp.
Yeah, this is not ideal. But again, that's not the team we cover. So let's get to what Keyshawn Nixon said while I'm reading about the fact that salmon are not among the native fish species in Lake Michigan. But again, I don't know what the heck I'm talking about.
Oh, snap.
So you're saying why would you even go salmon fishing? Because there's no salmon. Is that what you're telling me?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Jack's.
But you're finding a spin.
Who you may want to book based in Milwaukee.
I hope we can. That'd be great.
And Racine. I can get you the number. I'm reading about fish in Lake Michigan. I would think that Jack knows a hell of a lot more about me. about fish than I do. I don't know.
Oh, Jack. There's no doubt. Captain Jack does. Right. Yeah, old girl is efforting right now. She left me a little text saying it's a struggle. Not much availability. And I said, well, the hell with it. I'm going to throw it out on social media. We'll see if we get any bites. And if there is, we'll be happy to take it.
Yeah, your dobber. Yeah.
Thanks.
I imagine you having like a board meeting at home with the sun rising this morning. Hey, what's the update on that salmon trip?
You are so
That's not how it played out, Jesse. Now, I'm not going to argue that doesn't happen from time to time, but that is not how it played out this morning. I had plenty of time, as I said, in 2 hours of traffic on Highway 94 this morning to kind of piece this together.
All right, let's get to Keyshawn, shall we?
Yeah, can we please?
He appears.
It's like we're swimming upstream here, am I right?
Not bad, not bad.
pretty good.
He appeared on Kay Adams' podcast yesterday, and among the things he discussed was the idea. What the heck was that? Are you calling Jack's charter service on the other line?
Turn it off.
There's something going on here that's real squirrely.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I'm kind of hoping that whoever
I'm looking for a salmon charter service. Can you help me with that?
Could call and say, yeah, we have great availability from 2 to 8 on Lake Michigan Saturday afternoon. That would be what I'm hoping for, but unfortunately, this new artificial intelligence and how the world is going scares the hell out of me. Somehow somebody just started talking to me. I didn't hit a button or anything. I don't know what is going on.
Oh, well, you ask for help on booking a charter and you get Siri. All right, let's hear from Keyshawn Nixon before something else happens to this topic.
How do you describe last season compared to your first season in Green Bay?
I think it was a shift in the whole organization, honestly. I think that when I first got here in 2 years ago, that it was an older team. So we had a lot of older guys like Sadie's, you know, A-Rod, Randall Cobb, and stuff like that. So last year when we came in, it was a completely new team. It was younger. And I just think that Jordan handled it the right way. He came in not trying to bully the situation, but embrace it. And guys, everybody embrace it together, honestly.
So, Tausch, when he says, I was talking to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy about this morning.
Oh, my God.
What now?
We can hear all that.
Yeah, I'm struggling. This. I'm not even going to get into it. It is a struggle. It's a struggle. I can't. I'm not. Not going down this
how
road.
How are you going to pave a
somebody's
parking lot
listening
today? You
and can't
even run your
I
own
can't
phone.
Figure out. Okay, I can't figure out how to stop this car from talking to me. Okay, I don't know what the hell is going on. So please, let's not make it a bigger deal. I don't know what they're going to say next. I don't know who's in here talking, but I can't figure it out.
I'm a little worried. Is it time?
I'll say this. It ain't Keyshawn Nixon that was talking. That I know.
I hope it's not time for the quick trip read on top of it, because with whatever's going on
there. It is, and I'm going with the big boy read today. I'm not going with the just baseball. I'm bringing the whole goods. So just give you a heads up.
All right. So I don't know if you and Siri could both hear what Keyshawn Nixon said there. But I know Chewy latched on to the word bully, that that Jordan Love didn't come in and bully everyone, as if there was maybe that juxtaposition with Rodgers. Again, Keyshawn Nixon, from what I know, had a great relationship with Rodgers, so I don't think that was a shot at Rodgers. But what I do think is...
Well, what was it then?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, you use that word for a reason. That's not. I don't think that's something you just throw around lightly. As far as what, so was Aaron Rodgers? Here's the deal. And when I heard that clip, I didn't think a ton of it, other than the fact Jordan Love had not proven himself.
Right.
You just kind of like when you know when I was there. I think there's you know as a young player, first year, you just shut up and go play. You're not. I wasn't interested in making any ruffles, and then. You know, as you start playing and you gain confidence and, you know, you prove to your teammates that, hey, you're going to be a valuable member to this group, then your personality can come out. And I think from Jordan's standpoint, if he went in there last year and tried to do anything like Aaron from a leadership standpoint or, you know, Aaron 16, 18 years, whatever it was, Jordan Love had not proven anything. Mm-hmm. So that was not going to ever be the case. And I think what Keyshawn was saying there is refreshing that for him, he probably could take on more of a leadership role. In the past, he probably had to stand back a little bit because you had all these veterans with big personalities. And you find out and let these guys grow into it. It can be a fun thing for a lot of players to feel more ownership in the team because their leadership role is being asked to, you know, greaten a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. And I do think that when you have those types of veterans on your team, especially on offense, he mentioned Rodgers, Mercedes Lewis, and Randall Cobb. I mean, that is a different dynamic than what they have here. There's no doubt about it. And while, you know, I did that piece about Jordan Love and the notes that he sent to all the draft picks, Jordan Love can't lead the same way as Rodgers right now anyway. He doesn't have the same pelts on the wall that, as Mike McCarthy would say, Rodgers did. But he does have to be that leader, and he has to figure out how to go about it.
Would Jordan Love want to?
Right. I don't think that's his style. I agree. So, again, I know that we have a tendency to read in, I don't want to say worst-case scenario.
Well,
but
you let me tell you something. You are the king of it. You manipulate, or not manipulate. That's not the word I was looking for.
No.
I pulled back. That's not what you do.
You chose that word for a reason, though.
No, but I pulled back before I finished it. You dissect and insinuate what these words mean. You delve into them big time.
I'm a delver. Yeah.
Am I correct on that? You will look at every little word and really delve into it. So that's why I think guys have to be a little bit more guarded with their words, because media members like you will delve into it and interpret it, and then it gets blows up everywhere, kind of like this car.
And kind of like the news that Aaron Rodgers isn't participating in the Jets minicamp today. All right, I do want to get to some other aspects of today's practice. I'm going to head down there to practice in a little while. Tausch has got his big moment. Are you going to be doing have we discussed the logistics of this with you and Siri and the folks at Johnson & Sons Paving at all? Like, do you have any sort of plan?
No, I think we're going to start talking about 11:15, 11:30. I think I'm going to finish the show, and that's when I'll jump on. Because then I can really delve into it. I don't want to be thinking about Whoa Nelly while I'm thinking about jumping on. And so I'm going to finish the show, and we're going to get started and get the work done. And, you know, by then most of the groundwork will probably be laid from the great team with all the you know, experience that they have and things like that.
All right. Well, in the meantime, and I say this very cautiously based on the chiming in that your vehicle has been doing, tell us about Quick Trip and nothing about throwing out the first pitch.
It is baseball season. You know, I am heading to tournaments. We're in Fort Atkinson. We're going to be heading some other places in the next couple weeks, all over the place with my family. And, of course, plenty of tailgates to attend. And when I need to stock up on snacks and drinks, you know, I'm making a stop at Quick Trip. And I'm using my Quick Rewards. I told you last, it was crazy. Went in, put my Quick Rewards deal in, and my gas bill, I got all these rewards. My thing was like right around $10. I was shocked. It was awesome. Head to your local Quick Trip today. Purchase select Gatorade, Gator Light, Gatorade water, or fast twitch products using your Quick Rewards to be automatically entered to win a game day prize pack. Can win 4 tickets to a suite for the Brewers July 21st game against the Minnesota Twins. But that isn't even it. Would also be able to watch batting practice and even throw out the first pitch, plus a $500 gift card to the team store and another $500 of Quick Trip gift cards, batting practice, gift cards, and a view from the suites, and throwing out the first pitch just by grabbing some Gatorade. Get full contest details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. No purchase is necessary.
Tempting fate over there, going back to the well a second time. All right. Tausch sent the news of Mike Tomlin's extension yesterday to us. And I found myself wondering, I wonder why this was of import to old T. Let's find out by asking him next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.